Triple A Murray Country. Oh, look at the clock. This is the clock I've got on my screen right now. Check this out. End of the world.
End of the world.
I found this today. Look at this. There's 2,149 days, 8 hours, 28 minutes and 30 seconds until the end of the world.
What's that site?
Well, it's the end of the world. What is it? How many days until the end dot center slash end of the world slash?
Oh.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, it says up the top, though, countdown to September 21st, 2028. Not confirmed.
Oh.
So what's this based off of? I don't
really
understand.
Yeah, exactly right. Where they get the information from.
It's a crazy estimate. I want to find out more about where they get their estimates. But
oh, it could be like that movie.
There's also an ad here that gives you an idea of the people behind this website. Mm. Who is your guardian angel?
Oh, okay. It may not be
I don't want to
entirely
open it.
Trustworthy then.
I don't want to open it because if I open it, it'll go boom, 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 boom. Like with all the windows. All the windows are
Congratulations.
Open. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have one.
You have started the end of the world countdown.
That's a free iPad. You legends. Thank you.
Oh, it's always someone out there predicting the end of the world. As if, you know, end days, end times. How arrogant to think that they would end in your time.
Well,
you know?
Scientists know about anything, don't they?
Well, they reckon there's a asteroid heading towards us. Won't get here for a few centuries, but, you know, it could knock us off our trajectory.
Ooh.
And, you know, it could be as big as the one that supposedly destroyed the dinosaurs on Earth.
Wow.
So these things, you know, I mean, chances are.
I had this nuts dream. I mentioned it yesterday, my dream about Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Ozzy Osbourne and a bunch of all these other rock stars, and they were looking up towards the sky, and Ozzy was looking at some asteroids that were coming towards Earth, and it so happened that they were coming through his favourite constellation up in the sky.
Right.
So he goes, come on, guys, we need to go destroy these asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yeah.
Turns into a bat, starts flying up towards the comets, right?
Yep.
And then doesn't realise that all of his rock star mates can't survive in space.
Oh, okay.
And
fair
so,
enough.
Like, Lemmy Kilmister, you know, all of these guys, Freddie Mercury, all start just dying in space and falling back to Earth. And he's like, what? What's going on? Sharon! That's that was a dream I had.
No, it's not a dream. It's a documentary. I saw it. That's his first few years with Black Sabbath.